Namaste. My name is Rui Simra. I'm an International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak why we should embrace criticism. When I moved to Asia, I found out that the Asian people are hating criticism. For them, it's the worst to lose their face. And I learned through the Hindu scripture and the Buddhist scripture, you should not hurt anybody, even if you tell the truth. And at the same time, you should reduce your ego. This I never can understand. This is totally weird, total nonsense. You can only criticize an ego. Your divine inside of yourself, you never can hurt. Only your ego can be hurt. So from the Bible we know, only through criticism you can become better. Oh. Jesus said, everything what you take in, this means criticism, can't poison you. Only what you take out, this means, for instance, insults, can poison you. Then again, the Bible. One honest word, even if this honest word is hurting you, is better than 1,000 flatter words. You see that the Bible, also similar as the Quran, is opposite to the Hindu scripture and to the Buddhist scripture. And even it's not promoting building up the ego. Okay. There was in ancient time a king who wanted to be dressed at best. And then some cheetahs were coming to him and offered him the most fashionable clothes. Okay, and all the people in the palace said, how fashionable and how handsome this clothes is fitting to the king, and how handsome the king is looking with this beautiful clothes. And the ego of the emperor felt great. And then some kids were coming and saying, why does the emperor not wearing any clothes? And you see my point. We are blind by our own mistakes. This is also again from the Bible. We can't see our own mistakes. And only when other people are saying the things what we can't see, we can recognize it and we can improve. Without the feedback of other people, regardless how, we can't improve. So, what is, if somebody is saying something to us and it hurts? Then what the guy is saying, it hurts because it had hit some hidden points, some hidden things inside of ourselves. Or we want to hide something for the public. Or the parents have said the same thing. It's just so simple. There must be a reason when it hurts. So when it doesn't hurt and he's saying some abusing things, then it's just a projection. Or we can learn directly from that when we don't take it personally. Goethe said, our own sins we see first on others. This means either we're thinking this is a bad guy, or others say, oh, we are saying that this is a bad guy. In reality, we are the bad guy. And now comes Krishnamurti, we are the world. What we see that we are. Our brain is only comparing what is inside already with the outside. After our 9th birthday, it's all the time so. So what is bad on abusing? If you take it seriously, personally, then it has hidden something. What is already inside of yourself. And then it can come out, and then your wound can heal. And you can become a better person through that. There's another strategy also. If you say, for instance, to me, I'm a Nazi, then I think I'm also a Nazi. Because I was growing up in Nazi Germany. So part of me and myself must be also a Nazi. This is also the thing again, you are the world. You are everything what you see. When you think you are only that Nazi or only stupid, then this is the biggest mistake what you make. See that everything is inside of you, see, of yourself. Can you show me anybody who is not sometimes stupid or an S in perpetual punctuation? Something like this one? Everybody is so. So what? In this case, maybe you have been such a guy. And then just let it go. Go. You have learned something that you had been wrong. And that is great. What is saying the Sufis? Build your enemy as throne because you can learn from him the best. And the same true with abuser. You can learn so much. And don't reject it. And if you say something to me, I don't react on that because I think maybe he is right. But this doesn't mean that I'm only that thing. I'm also that. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about that, and bye.